Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One hit in the eighth and three straight hits to start the ninth. Seven total hits. The 0-1. Simeon lines one deep to left center field. That ball is way back, and that ball is history! A two-run homer for Marcus Simeon. It's 5-0 Rangers in the ninth.
Oh, so you just get goosies every time you hear it. Getting closer and closer to opening day. A lot of Rangers today. A lot of Rangers all day. Our song, or my song, coming up at 7:40. Bobby's song coming up at 8:40. Peyton already crushed it.
Oh my gosh!
At 6:40.
That's way up there.
High bar.
Near yours is one of the greatest songs played on this stage.
High bar. Rangers have a high bar to match from last year. So let's continue previewing it with the great Jared Sandler joining us here on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Morning, Jared. How are we?
Hey, okay, so 6:40, and then go back and listen to Peyton's song?
Oh, my gosh. Dude. It's so good. He did Drake's back-to-back, and it was so good.
Okay, I can't wait. Way to go, Peyton. You know, Peyton was the star of this segment last year when he said that anything less than 95 wins would be unacceptable, and we were all kind of like, hey, Peyton, let's just like baby steps. Let's compete for a playoff spot and, you know, into September. And, it didn't get to 95 wins. I don't know if I'm going to give Peyton credit. Peyton, they didn't win 95 wins. Was last year unacceptable?
No, it wasn't. But, I mean, they should have won 95 games, but, you know, they collapsed in September. So that's all right.
Got it. Okay.
Well, Jared, you may have just missed Peyton. Just picked 89 wins and third in the West.
I saw the tweet, and Peyton did in talking to me before we got on air tell me that 89 wins was his pick. So
big old hater.
Clearly he thinks that the Rangers got significantly worse.
All right, so set us up for today. You know, obviously the ceremonies out at the ballpark, everything that's going to happen, the raising of the banner, all the things. Set us up for that.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be pretty cool. I think opening day is always really special, even the years in which, you know, you went into the season knowing that it was more likely going to be 90 losses rather than 90 wins. Opening day is always a lot of fun. Now, you know, this one, you go into opening day, it's the first opening day probably since 2016 where I think the majority of Rangers fans believe that this team can compete for World Series. Because last year, I there was a lot of skepticism. They hadn't done anything close to that in a while. So there's that excitement, right? There's the excitement of starting the season knowing that you're playing for something, which some might have felt that way last year, but I understand why not everyone did. And then on top of that, obviously, the excitement of being able to raise a banner. And if you think about it, in DFW sports history, we've gotten to experience this on Christmas Day with the Mavs in 2011, but that was after the lockout delayed the start of the season. We got to experience it in 2000 with the Stars after they won, or excuse me, in 99 with the Stars after they won in earlier that June in 99. And then we've got to experience it a few times with the Cowboys but not for, you know, the lifetime of a lot of young sports fans, right?
So yep. Not since the internet.
So this is going to be incredibly special. I can't wait. I don't know what to fully expect. I know, you know, they'll raise the banner, they'll introduce the team. But I would tell people this, if you're planning on going to the game.
Yeah. What time do we need to get there?
I don't think that there's a time too early, because if you don't have a tailgate set up, you can just go to Texas Live, and there's a lot of cool stuff around the ballpark. If you want to go to the team store, get there early, because lines are probably going to be really long. If you want to check out the new food items, then you want to get there when gates open, I think at 3:30, right for Rangers batting practice, I believe, which, you know, you don't always get to see all of Rangers batting practice with normal regular season gate opening times. So get there early, and be in your seats by, I'd say, 6 o'clock the latest, if you want to experience the, you know, all the pomp and circumstance. So this is going to be incredibly special, and an opportunity. If you think about it, guys, there is the parade, yes, but it's the first time the Rangers are really going to be in the ballpark with a big crowd since winning the World Series. And so it'll be awesome to get to celebrate the 2023 team.
Yeah, it is a parking lot's open at 2 o'clock today. G-Bag Nation will be out at the ballpark starting at 2 o'clock. They'll be there till 6 p.m. leading up to pregame for the Rangers and the Cubs. And gates open at 3:30, which is also, I think, what time batting practice starts for the Rangers. So like you mentioned, Jared, like everybody will be able to, if you get there early enough, you'll be able to get in there and view all the batting practice. Is there, just before we talk about like the specifics of the season, we were kicking this around a little bit earlier, talking about stuff. Is there any better day, even when it's not a World Series defending team, which is great, it levels it up all the more. Is there a better day in professional sports than Major League Baseball opening day? It just feels like a holiday for everybody. There's so much optimism. It to me is just the most. It's the most perfect, reliable day every year on the sports calendar. Like, that's going to be a great day.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, obviously there's always a ton of excitement for the first week of college football or the NFL. But in terms of the production of the game and the way the day plays out, you got games, you know, wire to wire all day long. And so many of them are nationally televised and available. And I think if you go to the game, I don't know that there's a better first game of a.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Season experience in sports than baseball. I mean, I went to the Stars opener this year, and it's cool. I mean, it's great. It's not that. You know, it's not that much different. Yeah, they announced the players, sick. you know, NBA, the first game of the NBA season, same thing. It, you know, they announced the whole roster, pretty cool, great. the pomp and circumstance, the way that baseball just makes such a production out of opening day is really, really special. I don't know that there's a cooler opening day experience in sports than going to a baseball game. I only went to one as a fan, and I was late to that because I had to get out of school. It was against the Angels, and as you can imagine, Vladimir Guerrero, I think, had a home run and an RBI double before I even got in the building. But I had friends who every year they you know, it was a tradition with their family, they'd go to opening day. I had a teacher, Mrs. Haygood. She'd take off that day at school because she would go to opening day every year. And I understand why so many people make it a tradition. It's incredibly special, and I hope a lot of people listening are able to make it out today.
Yeah, it is just different. Like everything, like you said, I mean, there's so much more pomp and circumstance because the game itself, like, it's one of 162. It has very little impact on your season. NFL, I mean, opening week, I mean, it's 1/16th of a season, I mean, right, as opposed to 1/162nd. But there's no comparison because, you know, game two, Brett Boone yesterday told us that the second game is like, okay, now the grind starts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just very, very different. Okay, so there's been a lot of issues we've talked about in the offseason, be it from injuries to pitching, you know, starting rotation, whatever. What's been the most overrated sort of talking point of the offseason, if you could pick one?
Well, I think if I get really specific, I think the concerns about the starting pitching have been maybe misguided in that I don't think that the current rotation, and if you want to add Michael Lorenzen into the mix as well when he's ready, I don't think the current rotation is you know, should be the biggest concern. It's not an elite rotation right now, 1-5. I think the concern should more be about the depth, right? We've talked about this. So I think some people have just generally expressed concern about the rotation. And I guess that's not off base because the depth is a part of that conversation. But right now, the guys they have in the rotation, you know, if they stay healthy, Evaldi, Gray, you know, what we saw with the way they use Andrew Heaney last year and Dunning and Bradford, and hopefully you get, first half Michael Lorenzen. That's a competitive group because this lineup has a chance to be way better than it was last year. And then the other thing that was a little overrated, I don't know for sure how it's going to play out, but I think from some people there's this thought that, well, Evan Carter won't hit lefties. And I think people need to remember, Evan Carter's younger than Wyatt Langford. He has not had a ton of, sample size experience hitting lefties. I'm not saying that Evan Carter is going to be a 300 hitter against lefties this year. But what I do think is that you need to give this guy some time to take his lumps, to get the experience of facing major league lefties. He really did not get a ton of experience in doing that last year, and there will be growing pains, but I don't think that you can just close the book and say, well, you know, Evan Carter's not going to be able to hit lefties. I think that a part of what makes guys special as baseball players or athletes in general is their ability to make adjustments, their ability to take their weaknesses and, if not turn them into strengths, turn them into items of, I guess, neutrality, for lack of a better word. And I think that this guy's going to be able to do that. You just got to give him some time. So that was something that I just thought it was odd that we were putting a ceiling on a 21-year-old phenom like Evan Carter without really giving him a chance to show for sure that he can or can't do something.
It's interesting when you mentioned that specifically, Jared, the idea of Carter hitting lefties. I remember there was one of the articles last year, I think Jeff Passan had written when he, was covering the Rangers as they were, having the success they were, was he was talking about like the impact of Bochy and like the belief that Bochy has in players to see them through stuff that people don't believe they can. So like Jankowski, he used as an example where Travis Jankowski said like nobody ever believed in me to even get a shot against lefties. And like Boch gave me the opportunity a couple times last year. And like the very first time he got the opportunity, it was like a 2-3 hit game or whatever else. And Jankowski just talked about like what a big thing that was for him in terms of a confidence boost and things like that. So when we talk about like what Evan Carter's capable of or what anybody on this roster, these questions we would have, like it feels like Bochy's somebody who's going to give them the space to work those things out.
Yeah. And I'm glad you brought that up, Bobby, because I think it's a tough thing to quantify. And I understand a part of what's awesome about being a fan of baseball and the conversation that goes along with it is that maybe in baseball more than any other sport, you can really debate lineup decisions, you know, batting order, who should start, who shouldn't, right? You know, in the NFL, you want to debate the starting running back, who cares? You know, so Tony Pollard starts the game, but he might only get, 55% of the snaps, stuff like that. How often are we really debating starting quarterbacks on good teams, you know? So, you have these discussions in baseball. I mean, if you don't start, you're on the bench. It's not like we have running substitutions like you do in other sports. And I think one of the things that sometimes gets lost is Bobby, what you talked about is when a manager is loyal to a player, doesn't guarantee results. I mean, Bruce Bochy could somehow get stuck with me on the roster, and he has to, he's going to be loyal to me. I'm still going to hit oh, right? He can be as loyal to me as he wants, but I'm not getting hit off major league pitching. And I use that as an exaggerated example to say that it doesn't always pay off, but I think sometimes we forget that, these aren't robots, these are humans. And whether it's for that individual player, the Travis Jankowski example you use, or his teammates who notice how he's treating Travis Jankowski, a loyal manager, when all is said and done, is going to end up getting more out of his players than someone who's going to knee-jerk like we as fans all want to do and pull someone the minute they show any sign of slumping. Because then what happens to players is they have in their head, well, shoot, if I have like three straight games without a hit, I'm out of there. Like I'm gonna move around. I'm not going to get to play. And I think that's a part of what makes Bruce Bochy special is he knows how these guys are wired and he understands that, when everyone is yelling at me to pull Marcus Semien from the leadoff spot in the playoffs, I'm going to be loyal to this guy because he is a veteran who helped get us to this point. I believe he's going to turn things around. And guess what? Marcus Semien led the team in hits in the World Series out of the leadoff spot, right? So, I think these things really do play a role, and I think it's a part of what makes Bruce Bochy special as a manager is his understanding of that.
All the different times that we've had you on, Jared, leading up to this opening day here, I still don't think one of the things we've talked about with you has been this new pitch that Dane Dunning has incorporated, the forkball, which I know he had talked
that's
about.
That's a throwback. You don't hear guys throwing forkballs that often anymore.
Hey, he's gonna Kevin Apier it. We're gonna be good. But I know he talked about like testing around the grip, like just playing catch during the playoff run. Decided he liked it. But how are we making a little bit of this? I know there's been some conversation about this new pitch from Dane Dunning. But do you think that's gonna be something we're gonna see consistently worked into the mix for him?
Yeah, I mean, it did look pretty good in spring. I know in his penultimate start, I think he got two or three strikeouts off the forkball, and I think he used it all right on what day was it? Tuesday when he pitched. I don't know to what degree, he'll break it out, but one of the things that Dane, needs to improve upon is just to get a little more swing and miss. I don't know that Dane's ever going to be a big-time strikeout pitcher, but it's never a bad thing if you can add the strikeout to your game, at a higher degree. And I think he, feels like, hey, that slider, that helps him, especially against righties. But, one of the things with whether it's a forkball or a splitter, because they're essentially the same pitch, slightly different grip, but most of the time they're platoon neutral pitches, which means that as a righty, you can have success with that pitch when you face righties and lefties. Mike Bacsik brought up a great point about the splitter / forkball in that, with guys who are good changeup pitchers, that's awesome, but you really don't throw that pitch same side. So righties don't often, there are only a few pitchers who have a lot of success as righties throwing that pitch to righties or lefties to lefties, but you can throw the splitter as kind of a substitute for that pitch or the forkball. And that allows you to throw that one pitch to both righties and lefties, typically, right? That's just what the data shows. The splitter in general, and I'll just use splitter as a term to include the forkball, was thrown more last year than any year ever in the pitch tracking era. Now, it was only a little over 2% of the time, but that was about a 50% jump from the previous high. And I expect that number to rise this year. As all sports do, baseball – and its trends are cyclical. And there used to be this thought that, well, the splitter is going to get me hurt, and that's why guys stopped throwing it. But I think data has shown that there's nothing to prove that that's the case. The splitter was the most effective pitch in baseball last year. It was the toughest pitch to hit. It overtook the slider. It overtook the elevated fastball. Hitters are starting to make adjustments on the elevated fastball. It's still a really good pitch. It's not as dominant as it was a year, 2 years, 3 years ago. The splitter is in part really effective because of what I mentioned earlier. It is only thrown about 2% of the time. Hitters do not see that pitch a ton. So eventually there's going to be an oversaturation, but we still might be 2-3 years away from that. So guys who throw the splitter tend to have a little bit of an advantage because it's not a pitch you see very often. More and more pitchers are starting to adopt a splitter or a splitter variation like the forkball. And one of the guys who's been one of the best at throwing the splitter in baseball over the last 6-7 years is the guy who's going to take the mound tonight, and that's Nathan Eovaldi. That was such a big pitch for him, and I expect it to be a big part of his success this year.
Jared, I know one of the things you, when you were kind of anticipating the roster and trying to, talk through what was going to happen, you said, like, hey, the bullpen is like there's no telling how that thing's going to shake out and what they're going to ultimately decide on that front for the opening day roster. Just preview for us a little bit, give us a capsule of the bullpen decisions, where they're at and what they have there with the pen, especially since a lot of the discussion is just centered around the starting rotation.
Yeah, there's a portion of the pen that is going to be, just like all major league bullpens, a little bit of a shuttle service. You know, Yeri Rodriguez made the team to start the season. He earned it with a great camp. But, what happens if in game two, the Rangers have to go to the bullpen early and they use Yeri Rodriguez for 3 innings and now they need to make sure that they've got, fresh arms. Yeri Rodriguez is optionable. So you could, send him down. Maybe Grant Anderson comes up. The Rangers early on in the season have a 17-game and 17-day stretch. So they're going to need protection. So every bullpen, more often than not, will be built with a couple of optionable guys who you can, send back and forth as needed. So they've got that portion in the bullpen, and Jake Latz and Yeri Rodriguez are in spots. And maybe they're here wire to wire. But I think with any bullpen, you also got to remember that it's just like the rotation. It's not just the 8 guys who make the opening day roster you're going to rely on. It's, probably 4 or 5 guys, maybe even more than that, over the course of the season. So even though Grant Anderson and Mark Church and some others didn't make the team, Jesus Tinoco, those guys are likely going to have to get some big outs for the Rangers at some point this season. And maybe even a guy we're not even talking about, like Grant Anderson last year. We were not talking about Grant Anderson at this time last year. And he ended up, helping the Rangers when they needed some help in the middle of the season. I think the big question is, how are the late innings going to shake out? So we think that Jose Leclerc is going to get a bulk of the save opportunities early on. Who's going to give you the 8th? Who's going to give you the 7th? If you're trying to protect a 1-run lead, how much of it is going to be matchup based? How much of it is going to be inning based? Bruce Bochy, managed in an era where you had a guy pitch the 7th, a guy pitch the 8th, a guy pitch the 9th. But we've seen that, Bruce Bochy adjusts, right? He's not, set in his ways. And so last year we saw some of it be more matchup based. Kirby Yates is a righty, but lefties just do not touch him. I think they barely hit over 100 against him last year. So maybe when you get through the 6th inning, if you're looking ahead at the lineup and you see that the 8th has a chance to be more lefty heavy for the opposing team, maybe Kirby Yates gets the 8th that night. And maybe it's Josh Forbes in the 7th or David Robertson, whatever it might be. The other thing that's interesting, guys, is the Rangers have a closer or a presumed closer in Jose Leclerc, who's not one of these guys who's like, I have to close. And not that there's anything wrong with that, because you can make an argument that, hey, you want a closer that says the 9th inning is mine. Get the heck out of the way. I own those 3 outs. Josh Hader basically said that when the Astros acquired him. Said, no, I'm the closer. It's not Ryan Pressly. It's me. Not the guy who's helped this organization win a couple World Series. And you know what? Hey, if you back that up with the results, that's fine. There's also value in maybe a guy like Jose Leclerc, because if egos are not going to get in the way, that makes it a lot easier for Bruce Bochy to perhaps mix and match even in the 9th inning, much like the Mariners did 2 years ago with Andrés Muñoz and Paul Sewald and Eric Swanson and the group of relievers Scott Servais had. So I wouldn't be surprised if you see a few different guys get opportunities in the 9th inning. But I do think it's going to be Jose Leclerc to start the season.
Hey, we appreciate it, man. Have fun out there tonight. Enjoy the first banner raising, the Rangers opening day of the defending World Series champs. Talk to you later, man.
Hey, thanks, fellas.
Bye. Love you, Jared.
Jared Sandler, 6 o'clock pregame right here. 105 for the fan. Rangers and Cubbies opening day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.